Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always online at npr.org. When you're filling out one of those standardized tests and it asks you questions about yourself and you got to fill in a bubble, aren't you always tempted to choose other? Like they say, are you this, are you that, are you other? Other,
you can't put me in a box.
Right, more possibilities. Sometimes with news, you have your hard news, and you have your soft features, and you have your sports news. But what about other? What about filling in that box called other? Well, there's another word for other, and that word is the ramble.
Well done. Okay, I'm going to start things off by telling you about a new initiative by Spanish health officials. They're taking advantage of the virtual world of Second Life to promote healthcare among teens. Seems that real doctors from Spain are going to start offering real advice to online patients in a virtual doctor's office on the website. So teenagers who are embarrassed about their health questions or about drug use or sexually transmitted diseases, and they don't want to go into a real brick-and-mortar doctor's office, they can find a professional with answers to their questions during regular office hours in Second Life.
And maybe he'll have wings.
Maybe.
And he'll fly in.
Sounds sort of like a virtual love line, you know, only in Spanish. ¿Dónde está Dr. Drew? Some of the doctors involved say it will be an efficient and amusing way to reach young people who might not otherwise seek help. Backers of the virtual doctor's office on the popular Second Life site say they plan to expand on the idea in the coming months, offering advice for chronic conditions from dermatology to psychology. Interesting.
Some employers are looking to take the risk out of on-the-job romances by demanding that dating employees fill out a love contract. Employment lawyer Stephen Tedesco says the signed papers protect the company from later problems. It is documenting the relationship, Mr. Tedesco says. You need to define the relationship. Is it welcome? Is it not sex harassment? Oh, how romantic.
But, you know, I can understand this because if you're dating someone at work and you break up, it's a messy breakup, that person turns into a psycho.
Yeah. Let's document a relationship and take the next step.
Not that
love affairs at work may be on the rise with increasing work hours, but when is the right time to tell your employer that you like each other? Well, there was this moment of one of our favorite television series, The Office.
So now that we are dating, we just wanted to know if we had to sign one of those we're dating things for the company.
Let's just wait and see what happens.
What?
Let's just wait.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Great.
See, Toby liked Pam is the backstory with that. The guy who has to sign the office. Watch out for that.
Got it. Yep. Okay, imagine this. Buffalo meat and cranberries.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Can you taste it? That's what is in this beef jerky-like snack bar being offered by Native American Natural Foods. It's called the Tanaka Bar, and it's going national, apparently. The producer, who's based on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota, the producer claims that this energy bar has broad appeal from athletes to diabetics or anyone looking for high-protein, low-fat food. The company also has plans to create a buffalo meat summer sausage.
I'm on board.
Have you ever had buffalo?
Mm-hmm. Of course. Delicious. In fact, I've had it in Buffalo.
Wow.
No, I hadn't. I just ate a local and pretended. The team from Rochelle High School won the Texas State Championship in track over the weekend. Why is that noteworthy? Because I bet them. No, it was a team of one person, Bonnie Richardson. The high school sophomore was the only one to qualify for the state track meet from her school. University Interscholastic League officials said it was the first time in memory that a single athlete won a girls' team title. This weekend, Bonnie Richardson won the high jump at 5'5", took second in the long jump, and placed third in the discus.
Wow.
Yeah. The next day at the weekend events, she won the 200 meters, took second in a close race in the 100-meter dash. The track and field champion also plays basketball and tennis. She has translated Beowulf into Latin and just delivered a set of triplets. Okay, that part, not true. Richardson says she would play football if her parents let her. And as far as boys' teams go, you have to go back to the 1970s before you find a similar feat. That's when Frank Pollard, who later played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, won the team title as a solo runner, thrower, and discus guy for Meridian High School. And that, ladies and gents, is your ramble. These stories and more at our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.